NZ.
The Auckland Art Deco Society welcomes you to our Deco Retro program here on Planet FM. We will bring you interesting interviews, updates of future Deco Society and other related events, also book reviews, handy household hints, and other snippets capturing the glamour and fascination of a bygone era. Deco Retro.
Good afternoon, listeners. Welcome to the Deco Retro program. I'm Philippa, and today our program is about Josephine Baker, the African-American dancer whose extraordinary life took her from the mean streets of the St. Louis slums in racially divided America to stardom in 1920s Paris, where she became a legend when she danced semi-nude and then went on to become the star of that famous Parisian institution, the Folies Bergère. Josephine was a theatrical genius, an innovative dancer with great stage presence who fascinated audiences with her exotic glamour. Admired by many, she acquired considerable wealth, but spent it lavishly and mixed with the elite of Parisian society. She also had a wonderful voice. She became a Parisian icon and was awarded a medal for her work with the French Resistance during the Second World War. Josephine Frieda MacDonald was born in St. Louis, Missouri, on the 3rd of June 1906 to mixed-race parents. St. Louis was originally a French trading post until 1803, when France sold its land in America to the United States in what was known as the Louisiana Purchase. St. Louis grew into a city with immigrants from all over Europe flooding in, bringing with them a strong musical tradition. Also, they tended not to be color prejudiced. When the Civil War ended in 1865, many ex-slaves from the South headed north. To them, St. Louis was the promised land. However, by 1904, unskilled work was hard to find, and many white laborers resented competing for jobs with the growing African-American population, leading to racial tension. With its strong musical tradition, St. Louis was a lively, vibrant city, with vaudeville houses, minstrel shows, honky-tonks, street parades, and dancing competitions. Unfortunately, Josephine's childhood was not a happy one. After her father deserted the family, her mother, whom she was always trying to please, took all her resentment and frustrations out on Josephine. They were poor, and life was a struggle, particularly in the winter when St. Louis can be bitterly cold. Josephine once claimed she took up dancing to keep warm. When she was seven, America went dance crazy. And from 1912 to 1914, 100 new ballroom dances were invented. Though more elegant and refined, most of these dances originated from cities like St. Louis and could be traced back to Africa. One event that reinforced Josephine's growing determination to escape both poverty and racism was the East St. Louis race riot of 1917. When the family, along with other panic-stricken residents, were forced to flee angry white mobs. After the breakdown of her brief marriage to Willie Baker, Josephine, then aged 15, decided to concentrate on her dancing career at a time when show business was changing fast, a change that began in 1910 with songwriters like Jerome Kern and Irving Berlin. By 1921, the music people were dancing to was jazz. Josephine got her first big break when she joined the smash hit Shuffle Along in New York in 1921 as a comedy dancer, and then another show called Chocolate Dandies. She was then invited to travel to Paris with the African-American cast of a show called La Revue Nègre, which opened on the 2nd of October 1925 at the Théâtre des Champs-Élysées. This proved to be a turning point in her life. Semi-naked, with feathers round her ankles and neck, she caused a sensation with the Danse Sauvage, the first star to sing and dance and also appear half-naked. This was dancing the like of which Paris had never seen before, and the stunned audiences were enthralled. Josephine had conquered Paris and would never look back. Mid-1926, her celebrity in Paris was astounding. At the time, she was thought to be the most photographed woman in the world. Cocktails, bathing suits and hairdressing products were named after her. Her many lovers included the great architect Le Corbusier and Georges Simenon, the author of Maigret. She became a symbol of liberation to young women, and she in turn found the lack of racial discrimination in France truly liberating. France also introduced her to good food. On the 14th of December 1926, Josephine opened her own club, Chez Josephine, in Montmartre, and it was here that her long career as a nightclub singer began. The first time Josephine sang on stage was in Vienna at the Johann Strauss Theatre in February 1928. This was the first stop of a European tour accompanied by her second husband, a Sicilian with a self-styled title, Count Pepito de Abatino. Her luggage included 15 trunks, 196 pairs of shoes, 137 stage costumes, assorted furs, innumerable dresses, 64 kilos of face powder, and two dogs, Fifi and Bebe. She went prepared for everything, except the hostile reception she received from a conservative, racist, right-wing Germanic population, the Catholic Church, and the growing Nazi movement, to whom she was anathema, the embodiment of decadence and licentiousness with her, quote, brazen-faced heathen dancers. So, in order to show people that she was genial and unthreatening, it was decided that for her first appearance on stage, she would enter wearing a beautiful but demure long cream dress and sing, in English, Pretty Little Baby, a simple, cheerful love song written in America that she had recorded in January 1927 in Paris. So here she is singing Pretty Little Baby.
Than the heart. makes you surprise when there's no denying. Pretty little baby, oh, I'm in love with you. Pretty little baby, everybody knows. Pretty little baby, I love you. Sweeter than the flowers, your body like rose, and you're a little angel from your head down to your toes. Sweeter than the honey
following Josephine's short season in Vienna. 10 years later, when Hitler's Germany annexed Austria, Hitler commandeered the elegant Weinziger Hotel for his entourage, installing himself in the owner's suite. After getting into bed that night, he was not too pleased to find a photograph of a radiant Josephine looking down at him from the wall. Our next song is La Petite Tonkinoise, written in 1906 by Vincent Scotto and recorded in Paris in July 1930. This is a cheerful, sentimental song of a little Vietnamese girl who is the mistress of a French colonist. She sings of how charming and lively she is, like a little bird. She is his petite bourgeoise, his Tonkinoise, and that although other girls may make eyes at him, he loves her the best.
You'll
recognize our next song, Vous Faites Partie de Moi, I've Got You Under My Skin by Cole Porter, recorded in Paris in March 1937. Josephine was a multifaceted woman and often controversial. Here are some facts about her. She adored and kept numerous animals, including rabbits, cats, dogs, parrots, a monkey, a boa constrictor, and even a male cheetah she called Chiquita. She adopted 12 children of 12 different ethnicities to promote international brotherhood. They became known as the Rainbow Tribe. She actively promoted the civil rights movement in America. She had 4 husbands. She sang to the liberated but dying inmates of Buchenwald concentration camp in Germany. She hated ballet dancing and couldn't abide Anna Pavlova. The feeling was mutual. She became bankrupt and was evicted from her chateau in March 1969. Unable to retire, she continued to perform on stage until she died. Josephine had a stroke after performing in a show named after her to celebrate her amazing life and career, and died in her beloved Paris on the 12th of April 1975. She was given a full-scale military funeral with a flag-draped coffin and a 21-gun salute. Thousands of Parisians lined the route of the funeral procession to bid a final farewell to Josephine. Parisians had accepted her as one of their own and given her the love and admiration she had never received from her mother. This song, recorded in Paris in July 1930, was written especially for her by Vincent Scotto. She loved this song, and she sang it at every performance she gave for the rest of her life. J'ai deux amours. I have two loves. The song tells of how she has two loves, her country and her beloved Paris. Nancy couldn't come in today, I'll read the future events. Club Moderne, in association with the New Zealand Maritime Museum, invite you to an evening of glamour and education with Inga Scheel, Research Officer at the Australian National Maritime Museum. Hear the story of the personal lives and careers of the deck officers on HMS Titanic at the New Zealand Maritime Museum. Corner of Quay Street and Hobson Street, Viaduct Harbour, on Wednesday the 18th of July at 5:30 p.m. for a pre-lecture drink and canapé. Lecture begins at 6:30. Tickets are $40. There is half-price parking. You can buy parking vouchers from the museum shop, and this provides you with half-price parking for the downtown car park. For tickets, email judith.moore650@gmail.com. Now, I'll repeat that. Judith with a capital J dot Moore, M-O-O-R-E, 650@gmail.com. Now, the Auckland Vintage Textiles Fair takes place next month. This is a once-a-year opportunity to view the largest display of genuine vintage textiles and related accessories in Australasia, and all for sale. There will be, as usual, abundant quantities of genuine vintage clothing, fabric, linens, buttons, lace, books, patterns, jewellery, hats, furs, handbags, passementerie, shoes, etc., all genuine 1970s and older. This special spring event will be of interest to fashion students and designers, collectors, museums, quilters, creatives, historians, jewellers, film stylists, textile designers, theatre companies, or anyone with an interest in antique and vintage textiles and clothing. So come along on Sunday the 26th of August from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tasman Room, Alexandra Park Raceway, corner of Green Lane and Manukau Roads, Epsom, Auckland. Entrance is $10 and parking is free. For further information, contact Brian or Vicky Mossong. 09-820-1900, 09-820-1900, or email vickymoss@extra.co.nz. Vicky, spelt V-I-C-K-I, moss@extra.co.nz. There is so much more I could tell you about the wonderful Josephine, but unfortunately there just isn't time today. Now, apologies for any mispronunciations in my attempt to pronounce French words. And we've got time for another song. So, we're going to play La Conga Blicoti.
If you enjoyed our program today, listen every second Wednesday of the month at 2:10 p.m. or download us anytime online at planetaudio.org.nz/DecoRetro. If you wish to join the Auckland Art Deco Society, phone Francis on 021-255-0241 or email francis@aerialengineering.com. Francis, spelt E-F, at aerial, A-R-I-E-L, engineering.com. Bye for now.